Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So on the job site this week in our work segment, maybe you're looking forward to another year of awkward moments at the office holiday party, right? You know, you want to avoid those? Well, the economic slump may be helping you out. Certain signs of the holiday season in the form of office parties, company parties, workplace-sponsored holiday parties, and bonuses are down. And the recession is to blame. Here is Beth Kobliner, Takeaway Work contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Beth, always a pleasure.
Great to see you.
And Chris Bayshore joins us. She's Executive Vice President of Human Resources for Caron Treatment Center, one of the largest drug and alcohol treatment centers in the country. She joins us from Pennsylvania. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So, Chris, how have your holiday plans changed this year?
Well, what we decided to do was, instead of continuing with our formal holiday party that we've done for many, many years, was actually take the money that we would spend per person, per employee and their guest on the party and really roll it into their holiday bonus.
And in this particular case, the party becomes the holiday bonus rather than the bonuses and the party both being affected by economic downturn.
Exactly. And what we figured is that, you know, employees probably spend money to come to the holiday party in past years, you know, new clothes, all those types of things. And so instead of asking them to put out money, we're really going to put it right back into their pockets.
Now, I'm a person, you know, call me Scrooge, okay, who thinks of these holiday parties as a real downer and an imposition. But do you think they actually improve morale, at least in your experience, Chris?
Well, what we did decide to do is continue. We do a Christmas Eve dinner on our campus for employees and their families, and we've continued to do that because people, the employees and their families really seem to love that. Because you're right, you don't want to affect people's morale or the sense of community you have as a company.
Well, let's get a big picture here. Beth Kobliner, I remember when my dad worked for IBM, the IBM holiday party. It was like in a giant gymnasium.
Did you wear a little tie and a blue blazer?
Every kid age got a present. Ooh. Eight-year-olds had their own table, seven-year-olds. I mean, the times have changed, but what's going on in this particular economic downturn?
Well, there's no big surprise that the era of the lavish party is dead. Even if a company can afford a party, it's just not cool anymore with layoffs. It's depressing. And in 2007, 90% of companies did company parties.
That's,
now it's down to 60%. So
oh,
a,
wow.
huge,
that's a
huge
drop.
Jump. And in fact, companies right now that are the recipients of enormous taxpayer bailouts are actually supposed to have specific guidelines as to what kind of parties they could even have.
So Ken Feinberg, the compensation czar, there's also a party czar.
Right.
For
He'll
the,
be
for
you
the
know, making sure the punch isn't too, you know, too good, too expensive.
We should all be glad that the feds are on the case there, right?
Exactly. And, you know, year-end bonuses, though, as we've heard, are, you know, a different story in that people are outraged that some companies that have gotten big bailouts from the government, it is sort of like a bonus, are now getting on top of that bonuses. But for the average, you know, people, while most people or many people have gotten bonuses, small bonuses this time of year, last year it was 44%, now it's down to 31%. But amidst all this gloom, it's fascinating to me. People still want to celebrate in some way. And the way companies are doing it is often by doing some charitable event, some, you know, everybody get together in the conference room, we'll have, you know, a little eggnog, and we'll all bring in canned food for, you know, a homeless shelter in the neighborhood, or doing something that kind of keeps the morale up, makes everybody feel fortunate. You know, something, even though it's not such a great year, we still have jobs.
Chris, is that a part of the kind of investment and the theme that you're looking for at Caron Center?
Absolutely. We have several departments that are doing their own thing this year in terms of a holiday get-together, and specifically doing the Salvation Army Angels, you know, adopting a child, buying a present for that family. So we still have a strong sense of giving back at this time of the year as well. And I think you're right. That brings the employees together.
And
you know,
I got to say, you know, for employers, it's really a no-win situation, because if you have a nice, fancy party, people are going to resent it. They're like, you know, we're having this big lavish buffet and Bill in accounting got fired, you know, and that people get very resentful of that. But if you don't have a party, then it's like, bah, humbug. You know, people are very mad about that, and they feel like it's cheap.
But I wonder if corporate culture is changing in the sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of these parties were a chance to be really decadent and to show, you know, luxury.
How much we
and
have, right.
How much we have. And you know, that's just not a cool thing to
not
do
cool.
these days.
It's just not in the zeitgeist. And I think that's something that we're really seeing. And this idea, you know, even Disney World, they're saying they're going to take their money, the Disney World Florida end of things, and they're going to take the $30,000 instead of having a party. They're giving it to various homeless causes. So I think we're seeing corporate America embrace this notion that, you know, nobody wants to party right now. Partying is passe.
Chris, how many of your employees will get a bonus this year?
All of our employees get a bonus this year. It's a small bonus at Christmas time, but they still do walk away with some ability to help out their family at this Christmas time.
Have you heard from anyone who says, I wish the party was like the old days?
Actually, we've had a very positive response to moving this direction. People were very appreciative.
All right.
I think you're right. And in the end, what they've done is they have some sort of get-together.
Right. Chris Bayshore is Executive Vice President of Human Resources for Karen Treatment Center, one of the largest drug and alcohol treatment centers in the country, explaining their holiday strategy. And, of course, Beth Koblenner, Takeaway Work contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Should we have a party here on the show?
That doesn't make you less of a Scrooge, John. I just want to point that out.
Thanks.
I want to go to a party.
I'm glad we had time.
Are you getting your holiday party cut back at your work? What's it like during the holidays where you work? Tell us what's happening at 8778-MY-TAKE. And speaking of jobs, you've been very helpful in helping us get a landscape picture of what the job situation is like. And now we want to find out about temporary workers. If you're an employer, are you turning to more contract and freelance workers to get the job done? And if you're working, are you doing multiple temp jobs to cover the bills? Have you become a freelancer? And do you have hopes of ever moving back to full-time? Or maybe you love freelancing? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. By the way, congratulations, John.
Thank you.
How's the baby?
Little Ajax is very hungry. Hungry boy. He's probably not going to be sleeping through the night for a while, but thanks to everyone for all your support. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.